The witchcraft of
Mduwani.
Let me tell you tonight.
Now you were trying to fix it, but you have damaged the microphone now. Alright, don't touch now, ne? Until I finish preaching. Now, the witchcraft of
Mduwani.
Let me tell you tonight. We are in this place. Especially for you.
Amen.
I know. During the night.
We
are unable to sleep. But tonight.
You
sleep like a baby.
Jesus.
Many people, when they wake up, they feel tired. You were sleeping.
On
the other side,
and
you were working. And you didn't know that you were working.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's go to the wait.
Ariel and June.
I know that there are people who still say
hell
is not there. I know
that
there are people who still say heaven is not there. Even right here, there are people who are saying hell is not there. And there are people who are saying it's not there. Some of them they say, when we were born, people they told us that many years Jesus is coming.
Yes, yes.
But he's not coming. But he is coming. Now tonight I'm going to talk about the hell. And heaven. And when I finish here, you will decide where do you want to go. When I finish here, when we say
amen,
you will decide where you want to go. But now I want to go to heaven.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Right. Let's read.
Arvali.
Muruti, I don't know if you have a Bible.
Muruti,
I know in the technology you have it there. Now, the chapter that we are going to read. When you read using King James Vision.
King James Vision.
It is highlighted in red. From verse 16 until verse number 31. It is highlighted in red. You know why it's highlighted in red? It talks about hell and heaven. Don't worry about the weather.
Listen to me,
I know. Wherever we go, these things they happen. Pastor Pet is my witness. And the same also is the witness of this. Wherever we go, because the devil does not want us to go, he created this thing. But we are here tonight. Luke chapter 16.
Luke chapter 16.
Verse number 19.
Oh, let's see.
Now, I said,
no, killer.
When you read using King James,
go over King James.
It is highlighted in red.
It's highlighted in red.
Now, let me read. Jesus said there was a rich man who always dressed in the finest clothes. He was so rich that he was able to enjoy all the best thing every day. You have it in spade. Okay, if we don't have it spade, we spade this one. Okay, let's read. Luke 16:19.
Luke
hona le monna wa mohumi wa go apara tsa matsaka le mashela a le mashela a swane le batho ba bangwe ba ba hlagudi le ba sa go lokao.
I said we read verse number 19.
Oh, verse 19.
Okay. And we will read further when I say so. Now, people of Mudwan,
what from Mudwan?
Listen here. The Bible says, there was a man who was very rich. I don't know in this place of Mudwan who is very rich. But the Bible says, Jesus said, there was a man who was very rich, who was wearing expensive clothes in that place. Verse number 20. There was also a very poor man named Lazarus. Lazarus' body was covered with sores. He was often put by the rich man's feet.
Kasipe here. Gomme mojako ngwa ga go be gona le motidi. Ye le la gago e le go latsaro. E ala tletse ho mo a tletse di babo.
Now listen. There were two men.
We gona le bana ba
bo. The rich man,
monna wa huma,
and the poor man,
le monna wa hlaka.
But we don't know.
O ba ga re tsebe.
The name of the rich man.
My lena la mo huma.
But we know.
O ba re tsebe lena.
The name of the poor man.
La mo huma ditse.
His name was Lazarus.
Lena la go be Lazarus.
The Bible says.
Bi mele ere.
Every day.
Ja jwe lo le lengwe.
People.
Ba tshu.
We are taking Lazarus.
Ba ba jela Lazarus.
And they put him.
Ba mea.
Into the gate.
Ba la ga di.
Of a rich man.
Ya mo ke
tsa sa mo huma. Have food. Verse number
21.
Lazarus wanted only to eat the scrap of food left on the floor under the rich man's table. And the dogs came and licked his sores.
Arata hoka hora kamarata awahu wafase aetwa mehopong ya mhumi midimja tata jamo latwa divavo.
Listen,
Selech,
the Bible says, he wanted to eat the food that the rich man have already eaten. When the rich man finished eating, when he was supposed to take the food to the dustbin, he gave the food to the rich man, the poor man. When the poor man is busy eating and the dog is coming, the dog wants to eat the poor man. It was vice versa. The poor man want to eat the food, and but the dog also want to eat the food.
Did you hear the joy?
Verse number 22. Later, Lazarus died. The angel took him and placed him in the arms of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried.
Yarelemdujana aihwa arwalo akimarongwa aishwa difarenda Abraham lemuhumi aihwa aishwa lemitseng.
Now listen, these two people,
but why were they?
They all died.
Namu kana tshukufetshi.
The rich man,
muhumi,
he died.
Tshukufetshi.
The poor man,
mududi,
he died.
Tshukufetshi.
People of Mudwan,
but from Mudwan,
they all gonna die.
Namu kana tshukufala.
The rich man, he was rich, but in spirit, he was poor. But the poor man, he was poor, but in spirit, he was rich. The Bible says, those who are rich, in spirit, they will see heaven. They both died. There was a difference. When Lazarus died, he died. But they took the spirit. They took the spirit to the hand of Abraham. Now, they took the spirit to the hand of Abraham. Went to the hand of Abraham.
When the rich man died, he died.
Let's get it. Abdullah. Verse number 23. He was sent to the place of death and was in great pain. He saw Abraham far away with Lazarus in his hand.
Lemuhumi ahwa aishwale mitleng. Kumira lemudulabahu aduchibushukung alelala abona Abraham ahole. Lelataro alidifaronjagawe.
Listen.
Challenge.
Something is suppressing me here. Now the Bible says, when Lazarus died, he died. The spirit of
Lazarus
went and stayed with
Abraham.
Now the rich man died. He went to the place where there is pain. When he was there, when he opened the eyes, he saw Abraham.
Oh, Abraham.
But not only Abraham.
Oh, blessing Abraham.
He saw Lazarus.
Oh, Lazarus.
When they were still alive, rich man, he didn't want to see Lazarus because he was poor. But now he is forced to see him.
Abraham.
Now, verse number 24. He called Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus to me so that he can dip his finger in water and cool my tongue. I am suffering in this fire.
Arelela are Abraham tata ngawele. Rumala tsaro a ine ntla ya monwana metsing atle a ntimele lemo go bane ke kwa bohloko mo gabonnye.
Now listen,
pele challenge,
when he was on the earth,
Gabriel Mulfasi,
he was not calling Abraham father.
O ba sa bitse Abraham tate.
When he was eating chicken,
ba ja kgogo,
he was not calling Abraham father.
O ba sa bitse Abraham tate.
When he was driving 4x4,
he was
calling Abraham father.
But
now look at him. When he
seen
Abraham
and Lazarus,
now he
seen
Abraham my father.
Abraham,
can you please send Lazarus to him? But when he was still alive, he couldn't care about Lazarus. Whatever you do,
it will turn
around. Now, the rich man, he didn't know that the wheel will turn around. Now, the Bible says, he said, Abraham, my father,
Abraham,
but when he was still alive, he was not calling Abraham father. Agree, he was having money. It's not wrong to have money. It's not wrong to be rich. Because many people, they are saying, those who are rich, they go to hell. They are lying. The only person who goes to hell is a sinner. No, in other way,
come on, come on.
The poor man,
oh, but how about like you?
He was righteous,
obeying.
But the rich man,
I hope you are
was
clean.
So I don't know in this place.
Well, I don't know what you
mean. Are you a sinner, or a Christian?
Come on, Christian.
No, the Bible says.
Well, the Bible here.
He said to him,
Ulewen,
Father Abraham.
Abraham,
can you please send Lazarus to come here and get a small water to the finger? Because where I am, there's fire. People of Mudwani,
if you need water, if I can give you the drop,
then
you won't be fine. It's just the drop. It's just the drop.
Now,
the rich man said,
let's tell Lazarus.
We know the Lazarus. So that he can come.
It's
a drop of water. Because my tongue is burning. In hell, there is fire. Verse number 25. But Abraham said, my child, remember when you lived, you had all the good things in life, but Lazarus had nothing but problems. Now he is comforted here, and you are suffering.
Hallelujah. Abraham asetula arre wanaka bopola tse botse tse o ditjere go mophilong bya gao mo Lazarus a le go tjempe yena bele o a homotswa a lefa mme wena o kwa botlhoko.
Now listen.
Well,
Lazarus was still alive.
I was
he was crying.
Over Allah.
He couldn't have food to eat.
Over smell the
he was crying.
Over Allah.
He couldn't have clothes to wear.
He was nothing. He was
crying.
Over Allah.
He couldn't have anything.
Over
the rich man.
He
had everything.
Over
his spirit.
Over
the rich man.
Who
had everything.
Over
he didn't want to hear anything.
Over
Jesus. He thought.
Over the one.
Over the one.
Over
the
one.
Over
the one.
Over
the one.
Now Abraham said,
well, Abraham or
he sang to rich man,
or
remember when you were still alive,
you were
enjoying life,
you want to see
everything was fine.
You were
going to each and every tavern.
You were
going to all the taverns.
I know
everything in this place.
There are people
who know each and every tavern. Now the Bible says, now Abraham said,
Abraham,
when you were still alive, you were enjoying.
He wanted to see
Lazarus,
but Lazarus
was suffering.
Oh, wow.
But was in the spirit,
Abraham, yeah.
He was happy.
Oh, yeah.
Now he said,
well, right.
It's time.
For
Lazarus,
Lazarus
to be happy.
For
because we are comforting him.
Oh,
now I don't know.
Well, I can see
when you die,
oh, no.
Where are you going?
Oh, yeah.
Every day,
now,
we are burying people. But I don't know.
Every day,
when they die, where are they going?
My guy.
Every day, when you tune in the radio,
oh, all I did
already. You hear they are saying, many people die because of accident. But my worry is, where do they go?
Now, my guy.
When you die. Where are you going?
Oh, yeah, guy.
Because hell.
One hell
is the real.
You never.
And heaven.
And Lord
is the real.
That's Lord.
Verse number 26. Also, there is a big pit between you and us. No one can cross over to help you. And no one can come here from there.
Le bona se se shitishao ke lagaga le legolole le le tshegile go magatheng a rena le lena le le thibela go ba mono ke ba karata go tla mo go lena le ge e le ba go lena ge ba karata go tla mo go rena.
Now listen to what Abraham is saying.
When the children of Abraham
are still alive, we can try to come there. But there is a pit that separates
us
and you. Now, really, the poor man was with Abraham. That is where everybody is. Those who are serving God. Those who accepted Jesus. And I know and believe that my father is right there. Abraham.
Abraham.
Now, the Bible says, when Abraham, saw the rich man, he said to him, we can't come there because there is a pit.
We can't
come. And you also, you can't come there. You can see you. You can't come. Let me tell you, when you die, there is
no salvation.
They are saying,
when a person dies, who rests? No. You are not resting. The rich man died.
The
story is resting. Now he's crying. I need someone.
Rescue.
When you die, it's not over. Every day I pray.
And I say, God,
help me.
Please
hold on. One of the good days. Meet my father.
The place
of Abraham.
Abraham.
Verse number 27. The rich man said, "Then please, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to my father's house on earth."
Bele are ona tata ke a go rapela morume a engwa go ngwatati.
Now the rich man is crying again.
Muhumi wa lagato.
He said, "Okay,
or okay,
my first plan is of sending up a poor man to me. My plan failed. Of sending Lazarus to me. But please, can you send
Lazarus
to my father's house to do what?
Yeah.
No, in other words, you are saying,
come on, come on, worry.
I'm suffering.
Yeah,
I don't want my family
to
come where I am. Number 28, listen. I have 5 brothers. We could warn my brothers so that they will not come to this place of pain.
Gobane ke na le bana ba shuo ba hlano a yo ba hlatsela gore ba seke ba tla le bona madulong a bohloko.
Listen now, he say,
"Bele tshele tsa
or 5 brothers.
Ke na le bana ba
shuo ba hlano.
Ka ke nya go
come to this place.
What the mo
where I am?
Ke leng gone.
Which is hell.
Bele re ke hell.
Now we are here. Bele re mo to say to you,
good Lord,
don't go to hell.
Let's go hell.
Hell.
What hell
is not good for you.
Ka sele tshwanela.
Verse 29. But Abraham said, "They have the law of Moses and the writing of the prophets to read. Let them learn from that."
Abraham are bana le Moshe le ba profeta a ba kwe bona.
Verse number 30. The rich man said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone come to them from the dead, then they will decide to change their life."
Yena are ao wa tata Abraham e ka re ge o mongwe wa ba hwilego a ya go bona ba ka sokologa.
Number 31, last chapter that verse that I'm reading. But Abraham said to him, "If your brothers won't listen to Moses and the prophet, they won't listen to someone who come back from the dead."
Yeah. Abraham are ke ba sakwe Moshe le ba profeta ba ka seke ba kgolwa le ge go ka tsoga se a tswa go ba hung.
If tonight
ge bane bosigo bjale go
not hearing us,
ga o re ikwe,
even if the dead can come,
le ge ba hua ka
atla, you won't listen to them,
o ka se ba akwe.
But we are here today.
Eupe re mo bosigo bo
tell you that hell,
go tlo go botsa gore hell
is there,
e ya phela and le godimo le gona.
It's not everyone who goes to heaven.
Oh, yeah, Lord,
it's not everyone who goes to hell.
Hey, I am
the only person who goes to heaven.
Oh, yeah, Lord,
the person who accepted Jesus.
Oh, my God, Christ.
Welcome, let me push. Now I'm going to pray now. But I'm saying to you,
okay.
I thought that hell is a joke.
Even when we die,
oh heaven,
come on, Lord, you
is a joke.
When we die,
it is real.
If
you say I need Jesus,
tell us in the Jesus.
Today,
that's your home.
Raise your hands up as I pray.
I'm shouting out loud. I keep looking up.
Now listen.
Let's hear it.
The Bible says,
"Be here."
The poor man
He was dead. But the rich man, he cried. And he said, Abraham,
Abraham,
us tonight. Take
Jesus.
As a personal
Savior.
Because you don't know
when
you are going to die. You know there is something that is hiding. In the calendar. When you are going to die. But in the calendar. There is a date of birth for you. The day you die, they don't know. The doctors, the
they
know that by this date, you will conceive. You have a baby, sir. But you say when you're going to die, they don't know. Now I'm saying to you, tonight, if you say, I need Jesus, and I know,
and again,
you are in your house. You are hearing me loud and clear. Raise your hands up. As I pray. Now we are here. Even if the death can come,
they
can come and tell you, how is hell? You will not believe. If you are not believing us tonight,
you will not believe us tonight.
Raise your hands up. You say,
Glory,
Brut, I need Jesus.
Jesus.
So that the day when I die, I know that I will enjoy Bishop Mama Mulu.
Bishop Mama Mulu.
If you say, one of the good days,
that
I need to meet Moses there. If you say, Lord, I want to accept you. Then I die.
When
they say it's over, I know that I
don't know.
Let me tell you, I don't know. You being in the hospital, when somebody is about to die, somebody is crying,
what I'm seeing, darkness.
Some they say, go and call so and so.
The moment all
I see dark.
Now, I
don't want you. When you die,
you
want to
see.
I don't want you. When you die, you struggle.
Oh, also call it.
Because you will go to hell. When you are here, you say, Murut.
Oh, Murut.
I need Jesus. I was playing. No, I was playing. I thought it's joke. I thought it's Murutin Tan is playing.
Now Murutin Tan no
Araloka.
But I realize
today. I will be
here. I will
be here.
I will be here.
I will
be here.
I know you are
here.
You don't know Jesus.
I Jesus.
Yes. As we sing the song, I want you to come
now.
Hello,
I'm going to
sing.